Could I have at least a Western omelet? A Western omelet? What do you mean he doesn't? It's the omelet with the it's got green stuff in it and it's got a crunchy part. I don't know. It's onions, celery, something. He doesn't know how to make a Western omelet. Oh, for it. All right. I'll have the other one. Good Lord, I can't even get a Western omelet in this joint. Hi, folks. Welcome to the diner. I'm James Lilac, sitting at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for market counter. Here at the old diner out on Highway 23, old Highway 23, I should add. We're about 8.5 minutes from wherever you happen to be at the moment. It's a little quicker than usual. You know, the roads are clear, don't have to worry about the snow, potholes are all filled. Looks to be a good spring here in Dinerland, except for the fact that I can't get a Western omelet. And that really does go against everything that a diner ought to stand for. Well, I can still get some coffee here, can't I? Let me taste this. Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep, that's still diner-strength coffee, all right. Oof. It's the only coffee that doubles as a depilatory if you drop it, you know, on any part of your body that still has hair. Wow. And you can still get a good frosty Jubal here. We've got lots of Jubal. That's the soft drink that was discontinued in the 40s, but there are crates of it downstairs. Crates. But you can't get a Western omelet. Now, the diner's one of those places that has breakfast all day long. There's just nothing that tells you you're going to partake of the boon of Western civilization like the words breakfast served anytime. What a promise that is. Anytime. You got up at 11 o'clock. We're not going to judge. Come in and have some breakfast. You've been out drinking since 2 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to judge. Come in and have some breakfast. And really, you know, have the hash browns because grease does have an ameliorating effect on intoxication. Breakfast anytime. Now, you got to be a man about this, though. I mean, you can't have pancakes for supper every day, because that's just candy. I'm not exactly sure what these rules are, but we all know them, right? There's a reason that hamburgers come with French fries and not hash browns. There's a reason that hamburgers come with tater tots. You know, if it's one of those places that's really way out there, you'll get tater tots, but you won't get hash browns. Hash browns for breakfast. Now, of course, there's brunch, but brunch always has the threat of quiche and mimosas, doesn't it? Brunch is between 11 and 1 o'clock, and it's never breakfast as we know it. They do something to it to make it brunch. So you'd think you'd be able to walk in here and get a Western omelet, especially at this hour, but apparently not, and I'm here to tell you why. For those of you who have been, of course, dropping in at the diner low these many years, you know that I don't own this place. I don't run this place. I'm simply a patron like the rest of you. The place was owned, I don't know by whom, but they sold it to the shadowy group of investors years ago, and we have no idea who they were, except that they were fools, because they paid a ton of money for the place, and they've never been able to make it back. Subsequently, they tried every possible thing you could possibly come up with to make money off the diner. They tried to turn it into a newspaper, which was amusing, into a television station, into a strip club, into a casino, everything. And the last thing that the most recent owners hit upon was converting it into a pizza parlor, right? And I'm here to tell you right now, it's still in pizza parlor mode. I mean, it's got the plastic red and white check tablecloths and everything. It's got the straw-covered Chianti bottles with the half-burned candles. I found that when you order those from the Italian restaurant shop, the candles actually come pre-burned down for your convenience. Apparently, people just don't believe that you are a real Italian restaurant unless the candles are half-burned down and the bottles themselves are covered with wax. And we have the little obligatory shaker of red pepper and shaker of Parmesan. When I was working in a restaurant, we used to, and we were, you know, in a blasphemous mood, we would walk around with those things and say, cheese is spice. Ah, cheese is spice. You'd set them down on people's table. Cheese, spice, and think you'd gotten away with something. College humor. Anyway, it's got all of those things. It's got a little mandolin music playing in the bathroom, which is unfortunate, but and, of course, what you're waiting to hear is this is another just gargantuan failure, and they're going to have to try something else, and I'm here to say that it works. It works. It's incredible. This place has never been so busy on the weekends. It's never had this kind of traffic. You come in here 1 o'clock on a Friday or a Saturday night, and they are lined out around the door, and we're talking in the wintertime, people standing out in the elements. I mean, we're talking real elements, too, like cadmium and plutonium, standing out there waiting to get in and get this famous diner pizza. It's amazing. The place is solvent. It's doing so well, but unfortunately, the pizza theme has spilled over into every aspect of the menu. Everything now is pizza-themed. The omelet. There's just one omelet, and that's a pizza omelet, which has mozzarella cheese inside and a sprinkling of herbs and spices on the outside and then some sauce. No Western, I guess. The hamburger, the old ticker stopper that we know and love so well, the one that comes actually with a stick of butter infused into it and a slab of bacon, it's now a pizza burger, which has mozzarella cheese and a little sprinkling of herbs and spices and a side of sauce. Everything. Everything. The pancakes. Now, the diner has the best pancakes, period, because they have a nickel-plated grill, and that makes the best cakes. But now you have two options, square cut or pie cut. That's right. Instead of getting a short stack in which you just absolutely have pancakes the way they're meant to be, which is stacked up one on top of the other, you have them pre-cut for your convenience, pizza style, either pie cut, which means triangular, or square cut. And square cut, of course, yields those tasty little corners that we all love so well. When does a circle have a corner? When it's square cut. It's a little exercise, a little brain teaser you want to pull on your friends. So that's all well and good and great, but I kind of miss the rich diversity of the menu where you didn't always have to have pizza for everything. To whom do we owe this? Well, we owe the chef. Not the old diner chef, no, he's on a permanent sulk. As far as I could tell, he threw down his apron, ripped off his top hat, the little puffy white paper thing, right? Threw it on the floor, stepped on it, went out the back door, hasn't been seen since. Got into a speedboat on Lake Lalaque, too. He had one tethered out back, and apparently off he went. Some guys just, you know, stamped off in their car and spit gravel as they spin away. And this guy gets in a speedboat, and the lake's still frozen, too. You know, so he's doing a little icebreaker number with a Johnson, he's got an Evinrude motor. He's going through there, carving out a little place. It's hard to dramatically leave a job in a huff when you're actually trying to break through ice at about 2 miles an hour. But he did eventually, and I think it took him, like, most of the day. And he's gone. He'll be back, I think. But for now, we got this guy, I don't know where he came from. Apparently, he is the great chef master of Le Pizza in the world. And he's here. He's here. He studied pizza making at Le Rive Gauche in Paris. He taught pizza making at the Sorbonne's Pizza in Brooklyn, I think. And he killed a man. He killed a man in Rome over crust. The thickness of the crust, not even the composition of the crust, but the thickness of the crust. Picked up a knife, stabbed him through the heart, and it was Italy, so no jury would convict him. But got a visa to the United States. Worked his way around the pizza circuit and landed here. We know nothing more except this great reputation, and we just only hope that he sticks around long enough to keep the place solvent. Now, it would be funny, I suppose, if he turned out to be, some international criminal who's really on the lam and hiding out here while he can, while the fracas blows over, and he's funneling and laundering his ill-gotten gains through the diner's financial system. But it's not very likely. He is, however, temperamental. Whoa. Yeah, well, there's another busboy who won't be working tonight. Knocked him right out. Wow. See, that's the other thing. People are so eager to work with this guy, even though he's temperamental and crazy, that they're actually lined out not only around the front to eat his pizza, they're lined out at the back to work for him. So it's extraordinary. They're dragging him out now by his heels and stacking him like cordwood out in the back. Busboys. So anyway, that's where we stand right now. Diner's doing great. I wish it wasn't completely pizza-centric, but on the other hand, I love pizza. I love it. Just not this much. So anyway, this week I have been. Hold on. Over there, rather distinguished-looking man just entered the diner. I mention this because you just don't see this type very often. Tall, slim, silver hair, not gray, silver. Immaculately dressed in a good suit. Looks a very serious fellow too. He's sitting down at the counter at the end here. He's got a key to the jukebox. He's opening up the jukebox. There are these little tiny, Rockola satellite jukeboxes on the counter every two stools. He must work for the jukebox. The could this be the man? Could this be the guy who comes in the middle of the night and changes the songs to somehow oddly reflect whatever happens to be going on at the diner? Could this be him? He's putting a, looks to be some sort of cartridge in the jukebox. And looking around, looking, okay, I just had to move my head so it didn't look like he was, so he couldn't see that I was staring at him. And now I'm looking out of the corner of my eyes, and he's closing the jukebox, and he's pressing some numbers.
Good afternoon, Mr. Phelps. You're looking at Colonel Hans Krim, the leader of a mercenary army currently ravaging Equatorial Africa. Ostensibly, Krim fights for the cause of emerging nations, but in reality...
Excuse me, sir. Hello? Hello, could you turn that down, please? Could you just turn it, or maybe use headphones or something? I don't know, maybe a wireless Bluetooth earpiece, because it's kind of rude to play your work stuff, you know, here where we're all just trying to... Yeah, thanks. Some people. Oh, for heaven's sake, mister, what did you do? This is a non-smoking restaurant, okay? Personally, I don't mind, but people get upset about it. There's fines. Can you just wave your hand around it or something? Get rid of the smoke. Man, it smells awful. Eww. Oh, God. Why did you burn there? Oh, smells like a blow-up sex doll farted. Gee. There. Let me tell you, he's giving me the evil eye. And now he's leaving without ordering anything. All right. Well, let's see. We're way behind on our jukebox fun, aren't we? Let's go to the jukebox and see if it still works after what that guy did with it. Let's go to B3. Shazam, Shazam, Shazam.
To fight the unbeatable foe.
Like typecasting.
To bear with unbearable sorrow.
Yes, it's the song stylings of Jim Nabors.
To run where the brave dare not go.
Lovely voice, dorky face.
To ride. The unrightable wrong.
Which would make it writable.
To love pure and chaste from afar.
To read the unwritable disk drive.
To reach the unreachable star. This is my quest.
Yeah, that's your quest. Follow that star, et cetera, et cetera. That would be Jim Nabors singing The Impossible Dream from La Mancha in the character of Don Quixote. Now, explain to me why it's Don Quixote, but if somebody is behaving in a Quixote-like fashion, he's quixotic. Shouldn't it be Quixotic? Your behavior today is very quixotic, you bitch. You, I mean, that doesn't sound right, does it? No. But quixotic, apparently derived from Quixote. Well, I can't, I'm not a lyricist, so what do I know? I don't know why that popped up in the jukebox here, but let's, not one of my favorites. Let's hope it's not going to be all 60s show tunes today. Let's try something else here. Let's go to the back of the book to, as we call it in the jukebox trade. No, I just made that up. To W1...
Try the impossible.
It's fresh today. Try it with some relish.
Try to understand the way I feel about you. Try the incredible. For in trying all of my dreams, my
No, stop. Sorry, I'm getting queasy. That one just started actually. Give me a little bit of nausea here. That a lot of doo-wop was just not as tight as they thought it was. Boy, And they all sound the same. I'm sorry, I'm not a doo-wop guy. Some doo-wop songs, great. But every single doo-wop group, to me, sounds like every other doo-wop group. There, I've said it, and I'm not going to take it back. All right, this is a disappointing crop today. Let's try something else. Let's go to M1.
Impossible for me to fall in love again.
Impossible to start on the right key then, I guess. Oh, man, I guess they had enough money for one take. Let me hear that one again.
Impossible for me to fall in love again.
Whoa! Holy crow, the chef just took out another busboy and the waitress. Knocked them cold. Wow. Well, I guess they're going to have to find somebody. I hope there's a waitress queued up at the back door to help everybody out here. Otherwise, we're going to be fetching our own pizza. Yikes. Well, you know what? This might be a good point to avail myself of the facilities and pause right now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Patty cake cookies, patty cake baker, you're a famous man.
Well, all I do is bake them just as good as it can.
What did you seek for Mr. Patty Cake
Man? I sample them, ladies, one from each pan.
Children, stop shoving, there's more in the oven. Hey, Mom!
Put patty cake cookies on your shopping list.
Oatmeal, chocolate chip, and sugar mix. I'm seeing varieties on your market shelf.
Why, they're so good, you're lucky I don't eat them all myself.
Patty cake cookies. Patty cake cookies.
Blue cellophane package, you can see what you buy.
What makes the taste a good patty cake?
Well, to tell the truth, I sample them, two from each pan.
With Wi-Fi now on every AirTran Airways flight, you can view photos of friends, family, and total strangers from all over the world. But surfing the worldwide interweb can be exhausting. So if you find yourself dozing off while viewing your online photo gallery, you may want to close your computer. Sweet mother. Online photos with GoGo in-flight internet on every AirTran Airways flight.
When did the diner bathrooms become so high-tech? Anybody notice this? I'm in there, and I walk in, and there's a guy installing all kinds of complex electronics into the bathroom. It's the darndest thing. He's up on a ladder. I couldn't see his face because most of him was up in the suspended ceiling, but there's a whole bunch of wires hanging down. There was some sort of a tape recorder, apparently, that was in the urinal. I could see it through the little drain holes there. You could see the little thing spinning. Who needs a tape recorder in a urinal? And why are there all these wires and ticking sounds? It's like, and I swear I saw a camera, too, on the ground that he was going to mount in the bath. I'm not sure I'm crazy about that. Well, anyway, I'm back, and it appears that in the few minutes that I was away, they managed to hire themselves another busboy and another waitress, and they look not like you would usually expect at the diner. I mean, the busboys, the dishwashers, pearl divers, as we call them, they come, they go, but this guy looks I don't know. There's something kind of weird about him. Really weird about him. It's like I expect him to... I'm more likely to see this kind of guy holding a gun on me at the top of Mount Rushmore. I don't know why that came to mind, but it's just... And the woman, she... Too classy for this job. I don't know. Where have I seen those two before? Oh, I know. I saw them in a community theater production of Space 1999. Yes, of course. Of course, that's it. That was the community theater production. Yeah, but that's where I've seen them. Maybe it's a husband and wife couple now working at the diner. Ooh, hard times must have befallen them, I guess. And we have a new dishwasher, too. I'm looking at him here. Huge guy. Burly SOB. Wow. Well, you know, that's how restaurants are. It's constant turnover. Constant turnover. And, wow, the chef just pitched another fit, and the plate bounced right off the head of the dishwasher. He didn't even stop washing dishes. That's incredible. Huh. Well, sorry, I just thought of something. Do you know who the dishwasher reminds me of, the big guy? He reminds me of Willie. I think that was the character's name. He was played by Peter Lupus on Mission Impossible. Big bruising guy. Didn't have any technical skill like Barney. Didn't have the master of disguise thing like Roland. Didn't have the feminine wiles like Cinnamon. Didn't have the brains of the operation like Jim. He was just the, you know, the muscle. And couldn't do it without Willie. But I always remember that Willie seemed to be the one always that, well, there'd always be that point at the bottom of the hour, right? Hour-long show, of course. You get to the bottom of the hour, and there's a discovery. Something is revealed. The bad guys are onto them. And it was oftentimes Willie who, you know, God bless him, he, you know, signed up for this whole thing, no doubt, captured or killed, unmarked grave, all that stuff, but it was always Willie who had that deer in the headlights look as somebody said, "Your papers, please." And then they'd go to a commercial, and you think, well, that's it. It's over there. They've been found out. And then when they come back from the commercial, Willie would produce his papers, and the guy would look at them and say, "Very well," and wave them on, and they'd go on as if nothing had happened. It was always at the bottom of the hour, always at the 30-minute point. That just cracked me up. Oh, gosh. And I wonder, you know, it's kind of funny. When you think about it, we got a guy who looks like Willie here washing dishes. We got a busboy who looks a lot like Martin Landau. We got a waitress who looks a lot like Barbara Bain. There's this black guy in the bathroom who's hooking up wires to stuff, okay? And a tall guy with silvery hair walks in and plays a tape on the jukebox, and it smokes. It's like there's a Mission Impossible episode going on in the diner right now that's intended to put together some sort of secret operation to reveal the fact that the pizza chef is really an international criminal. Am I right, guys? you guys ever watch Mission Impossible? Wouldn't that be great if you guys actually were the IMF force and you're after the pizza chef because he's a crook? And this is like the bottom of the hour thing where I ruin everything for you. And you're all discovered. What are you looking at me like that for?